还没50岁。
I hope she said a little bit lower.
我希望她把我的年纪说小一点。
My wife and I celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary.
我太太和我庆祝23年的结婚纪念日。
And I had an opportunity to go out and do a couple of mission trips. Been back from Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Manila twice.
而且我也有机会到阿富汗跟那个巴基斯坦。跟那个马来西亚
，and we were blessed with three kids.
我们很感谢神，我们有三个孩子。
Although they're not kids anymore.
虽然他们已经不是小小孩了。
Our oldest Jordan, she's second year as a majoring in physical therapy at Cal State Hayward.
我的老大是在大二，那他是在那个 Hayward 念这个就是物理治疗。
Christian is now fourth year high school, and Noel first year high school, both at Fremont Christian School.
我另外两个孩子，一个是在高中的一年级，就是九年级跟十二年级，是在 Fremont 的这个基督教学校。
And the last book I read was, Why Do Men Don't Like to Go to Church?
那我最近读的一本书就是说，为什么人不喜欢去教会？
I'm very happy to be with you this morning.
我今天很高兴能够在这里跟大家分享。
Let's go to the word in prayer.
我们现在来一起的祷告。
Our Father, we ask you to teach us as we study, read, and meditate on your words. May your words change our lives and thinking so that we might become, through faith, all you want us to be. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you ever get these advice from people how to succeed in life?
你们没有听过很多人教导我们说在人生里头要怎么样成功？
And the most influential to me was, or were my parents.
对我人生最有影响的就是我的父母。
You know, they always give me that, what I call, parental proverbs.
我常常我的父母都会给我就所谓的就是父母教导的这个箴言。
Even though I didn't quite understand then what it meant.
在那个时候，我都还不是很了解。
For example, running water is fresh water.
比如说那个流水就是一个好的水。
And another one was, tell me who your friends are, and I will tell you who you are.
然后你告诉我你的朋友有哪些朋友，我就可以知道你是怎么样的一个人。
I was just like, okay.
那我那时候的反应就说，好吧，随便你说。
But as I continue to mature in life.
当我现在慢慢的成长之后
，I begin to understand why.
我慢慢的可以了解为什么他们说这些事情。
If water stays put, then it collects algae, right?
如果说水不没有不是流水的话，我们就会有很多的这个就说这些那个水的里头的杂物。
And if you hang around with the wrong kind of people, it's like that's kind of like who you are.
那如果你的朋友是不对的话，就像中国人讲的一样，近朱者赤，近墨者黑。
So now I appreciate those things that my parents have shared with me.
所以现在我就可以慢慢的了解我父母跟我说的那些话。
So as I continue to mature in my Christian life,
那当我在这个我的属灵的生命成长的过程当中，
success has everything to do with doing God's will.
成功呢，跟遵行神的话是息息相关的。
For it's only there that we will fulfill our purpose in our life.
只有在遵行神的话里头，我们才可以达到我们人我们属灵生命的成功，我们人生的成功。
And there we find His full blessings.
而且也只有在遵行神的旨意里头，我们可以找到神完全的祝福。
So today we will look into a snapshot of Joshua's life.
所以我们今天要来很快的看一下约书亚的生命。
How he trusted and obeyed God.
看他是如何的信靠神跟遵行神的话。
And in doing that, his life.He found his purpose, and he found full blessings.
因为他遵行神的话，所以他在他的生命里头找到一个完全的目标，还有神完全的祝福。
In the passage that we're going to be looking at this morning,
在我们要所读的圣经里头，
we'll be looking at three things: how to find victory through obedience.
我们要注意三件事情。第一个就是说，如何在顺服中得到胜利。
We will look at the sobering departure from the wilderness to the promised land.
然后我们也要看到，就是说他们是如何很清醒的、很冷静的离开这个旷野。
We will learn from the orders that Joshua has given the children of Israel.
然后我们也会学习这个约书亚给这个以色列人一个非常严谨的命令。
And hopefully we'll be able to commit, just like the children of Israel before us.
然后最后我们也希望我们能看到我们每一个人一个特定的目标，并且愿意承诺，向神承诺我们这样子的目标。
Now the context of our passage this morning.
我们今天所要看的圣经。
Opens at the close of the 40 years of wandering in the wilderness.
是他们以色列人结束40年在旷野的生活。
The generation of the parents have now all died.
在他们前一个世代的人都已经死在旷野之中。
And Moses too had died at the ripe age of about 120 years old.
摩西在那个时候也已经死了，大概他过世的时候是120岁。
Now with his final strength, he was able to climb Mount Pisgah.
最后在他在他死之前，他爬到这个毗斯尔山上。
He was able to survey the land of milk and honey.
他看到这个迦南美地是牛奶与蜜之地。
In Deuteronomy chapter 34, we find that Moses, when he died there, Joshua was filled with his spirit.
我们看到在《生命记》里头，当摩西死的时候，但是约书亚已经得到从神而来圣灵的充满。
Moses was able to bring the children of Israel to the edge of the promised land.
摩西已经带领以色列人到了这个应许之地的边缘。
Now it's Joshua's task to take them and bring them across this promised land.
那现在已经是到了约书亚的时代，他必须要带领以色列人进入这个迦南美地。
He was to lead, to conquer, and to occupy every land that they had spied out 40 years earlier.
所以现在他要带领以色列人进入他们40年前所看到的，已经窥探到的那块牛奶与蜜之地。
We're not sure, but Joshua was probably about 60, 70 years old if you kind of factor in the 40 years out in the wilderness.
我们就是估计大概约书亚在这个时候是六七十岁左右。
So along with Caleb, they were the oldest guys in the entire nation.
所以在那个时候他跟加勒大概是这个以色列人群当中是最年纪最长的人。
Their generation had all died during these 40 years, only the children remained.
那个在约书亚同时代的人大概都已经死在旷野之中，现在他们所面临的就是新的一代的人。
That's why I was so encouraged by watching the youth this morning.
所以我今天真的是看到你们年轻人在这边敬拜赞美神的时候，我感到非常的欣慰。
For they are our future.
因为他们就是我们的未来。
Take a look, people. Look at your future.
我们来看看我们的未来。
Congratulations.
恭喜你们。
You can give him a hand. That's right. Round of applause. You guys rock. All right, let's open up our Bibles. And let's go to Joshua. And we'll read the first four verses. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great rivers, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the great sea, on to the west.
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你们要起来和众人过着约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地方去。凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这利巴嫩直到伯拉大河赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。
Joshua got a wake up call from God. Moses is dead.And he must now lead the Israelites.
约书亚从神那边得到一个启示，说现在摩西死了，他必须要起来引导他以色列众人。
You can just imagine what's probably going through his mind.
你们可以大概想象说，约书亚脑筋里头在想些什么事情。
In the verses that we had just read,
在这里我们看到
Joshua is reminded by God that he had already given Canaan to them as a promise.
那个在这里神再一次的提醒约书亚说，神已经将迦南地应许给他们了。
So Joshua must now lead the people into the land and more importantly, claim it.
最重要的是，现在约书亚必须带领以色列人进入迦南地，而且必须要宣告这个地就是他们的。
As I look around my community, my neighborhood, and even my church,
当我望眼看我的就是我的社区、我的环境跟我的甚至我的教会的时候
，along with what I see and hear on TV and online.
还有包括我在电视上所看到的一些讯息，跟在网络上所看到一些讯息。
I see people, including Christians, defeated.
我看到很多人，包括基督徒在内，都感到非常的失败。
Who struggles with sin?
而且我们就是一直在跟罪恶交战。
And for all intent and purposes, they are just wandering around in a spiritual wilderness.
我们所见之处好像人都是像是以色列人过去在旷野流浪一样。
Two weeks ago, what was the occasion?
两个礼拜以前大家有没有想到一个什么事情?
Valentine's Day, right?
那个就是情人节。
I got a text from our lead pastor from church.
我有收到一个就是短讯，从我们的那个主任牧师收到一个短讯。
That one of our members was shot and killed by the Fremont Police Department.
就是说我们的一个我们有一个会友被那个 Fremont 的那个警察给射死了。
It was on the news when I read the text.
当我看到这个短讯的时候，这个消息已经是在新闻上面。
I went into the bedroom and told my wife about what had happened.
然后我就走到卧房里，告诉我太太说发生了什么事。
And she said, I just saw it on TV.
那她告诉我说我刚好在电视上看到。
The couple.I had an opportunity to counsel about marriage.
我这对夫妇呢，我有机会在他们结婚之前有跟他们做过一些辅导。
But for some reason, they were not able to work things out.
但是不知道为什么他们没有办法就是解决他们婚姻中的问题。
In that fatal morning, St. Valentine's Day,
在那天情人节的早上
they had a fight.
那他们吵了一架。
Police was summoned.
那警察，他们有人叫了警察。
Guns were drawn.
那警察就开了枪。
Shots were fired.
那很多就是有很多的那个。
Jim Smith was dead.
那我们这位会友就被射死了。
Friends, it doesn't have to be this way.
我们要记得，事情不应该是这样发生的。
God has placed us victorious living. He gave us that.
神已经允许我们一个胜利的一个。
He had promised that to you and I.
他已经应许你跟我有这样子一个得胜的生活。
1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, But thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumphal procession in Christ and through us spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of Him.
所以在哥林多前书里头告诉我们说，我们常常要带着基督得胜的一个信息，一个馨香。
Now I believe deep in my heart,
我相信
that God did not save you and I just to see us defeated.
神救我们不是要看我们失败的景象。
Now, most of the time, we walk around defeated because we refuse to walk in victory.
很多时候我们失败是因为我们不愿意在得胜中行走。
I believe that today there is a place of conquest for every man, woman, and child this morning.
我相信今天在我们每一个人里头，无论年纪大的、年长、年幼，或者都有一个得胜之处为我们存留。
And all we have to do is claim it.
那我们所需要做的一件事情就是宣告。
But to do that, we need confidence.
但是为了要能够这样子做到，我们需要有信心。
Look at verse 5 and 6 with me.
我们来看看约书亚记第五。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.I will never leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous because you will lead these peoples to inherit the land I swore to your forefathers to give them.
你平生的日子必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们之地。
So what did Joshua have to do to make all of these things happen?
所以约书亚需要什么才能够使这些事情发生呢?
It's plain and simple, trust and obey God.
很简单，就是要信而顺服。
God was going to give that territory to them anyway.
神已经应许将这个迦南美地给以色列人。
God has promised them victory.
神已经应许他们得胜跟胜利。
Joshua was just an instrument that God was going to use to make that thing happen.
约书亚就是神要使这件事情发生的一个工具。
All of this was in God's plan.
因为这些所有的事情都是在神的计划之中。
All we have to do is just have faith in Him.
所以我们所需要做的就是在神里头有信心。
All the promises that God made to Joshua are true for you and I this morning.
神给约书亚所有的应许也是给我们每一个人的应许。
You can count on the Lord to do everything He had promised Joshua He would do.
我们可以相信神所应许约书亚的所有一切事情也要成就在我们的身上。
And just like the children of Israel,
就好像以色列人的孩子一样。
We can also see these things come to pass.
我们也可以看到这些事情要发生。
But we must trust and obey God.
但是我们必须相信也要顺服神。
We can place our faith in God in all situations.In all events,
我们可以在各样的境况之中都相信神，信靠他。
All of us this morning can walk in victory.
我们今天要相信，我们可以在胜利中行走。
But we got to be strong and courageous.
但是我们必须要刚强壮胆。
Look at verse 7 and 9 with me.
来看看第七节到第九节。
Be strong and be very courageous. Be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it.To the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
这里说只要刚强大大壮胆谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法不可偏离左右使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利这律法书上不可离开你的口总要昼夜思想好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话如此你的道路就可以亨通凡事顺利我岂没有吩咐你吗你当刚强壮胆不要惧怕也不要惊惶因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Now, in this passage, Joshua was to lead the people and take heed of the law of God.
所以在这里他告诉我们说，约书亚所必须要做的事情就是说带领以色列人，然后谨守遵行神的话。
He was to do everything the law said to do.
他必须要谨守遵行所有律法所说的一句话
include not turning away from it
包括不能够随便偏离左右
so day and night his mind was to be occupied by this law
所以这个神的这个律法必须在他的脑海里头昼夜的思想
why? So his life would be filled by the law
为什么呢因为只有在昼夜思想神的律法的时候他的生活里头才会充满了神的话
And God promised Joshua that if he lived his life around this law
神应许约书亚说如果他的生活是充满了遵行神的话跟律法的话
God would make his life prosperous and successful
神就应许他说他的生活必然要成功必然要得胜
Now how do we apply that verse?In our lives this morning.
所以我们怎么样运用这节圣经在我们的生活里头呢
Well, I'm thankful that we don't live under the law.
我很感谢神说我们现在已经不生活在律法之下了。
But we live under the grace of God.
我们乃是生活在神的恩典之中。
But make no mistake that just because that we live under this grace,
但是我们要知道我们虽然是生活在这个恩典之中
That doesn't give us the right to do whatever we want to do.
并不表示说我们可以随便做任何事情。
That we can just go ahead and sin and say, Lord, I'm sorry.
不是说就让我们说我们现在可以随便犯罪，然后就说对不起。
And do it again.
然后我们再去犯罪。
Now this type of attitude is dangerous and will bring us to ruin.
如果这种有这种想法的话，这种想法是会让我们跌倒失败的。
Now, if we want to have a successful Christian life,
如果我们要有一个成功的基督徒的生活,
then we must develop a love for God's word.
我们必须要对神的话, 渴慕喜爱。
Just as Joshua was required to love the law,
就好像约书亚一样必须喜爱神的律法。
Love the word of God. Amen?
喜爱神的话语。
For his word will never lie.
因为他的话语永远不落空。
He will always set us free.
而且永远会使我们得自由。
Do you spend time with God?
你有花时间跟神在一起吗?
Do you carve out a time in your day to ponder on His words?
在你的每天的生活当中，你有花一些时间来思想神的话语吗?
If not, your spiritual life will be fragile and weak.
如果没有的话，你的属灵的生活就会非常的微弱，会非常的会非常的软弱。
So love the word of God.
所以要喜爱神的话语。
Let me switch gears and ask you this question.
让我再问你另外一个问题。
I wonder what you say about switching gears. How do you say that in Chinese? She's good, huh? Now, have you ever been called to lead?
你有没有人叫你来领导一些事情
？People would say, "Don't worry."
人有朋友就告诉你不需要担心。
You got this.
你有这个。
Don't be afraid.
不要怕。
Got your back.
我会支持你。
Yeah, right.
是啊，他们说的是真的吗
？Now, in the midst of all these things,
所以在这些环境当中
，God encourages Joshua to be strong and courageous.
神鼓励约书亚要刚强壮胆。
Not once, not twice, but three times.
不止一次、两次，而是三次。
Now these words carry a lot of weight. It means to be strong, to be steadfast.
这几句话是非常重要的，说要刚强壮胆。
And Joshua was going to need that because he was going to face the enemies of Israel and to lead the people into the promised land.
这些话很重要，因为约书亚要带领这个以色列人来面对他们的敌人。
God's challenge to Joshua is for him to be strong and for him to be courageous.
神对约书亚的心意就是说要刚强，要壮胆。
People of Ark, there is just a great need for us to stand for the Lord today, just as it was during the days of Joshua.
我们弟兄姐妹们，就是我们要知道，我们在今天的这个世代里头，就跟当时约书亚站在他那个世代的时间一样的。
All around us, Christians today are failing and falling.
今天在我们的周围，许多的基督徒也一样在失败之中。
What we need is to move into the depths of our soul and to stand up for God.
我们今天所必须要做的是，真的是到我们的灵魂的深处，然后我们必须要勇敢地站起来，为神站起来。
We must renew our commitment.
我们必须要重新再向神许下承诺。
We need to be able to say to the Lord, God, I need you. I cannot make this thing work. I don't want to fail for the rest of my life.
我们必须要向神呼吁说，我们必须要靠神来度过这一切的生活。
We need people today that will take lead.
我们今天需要弟兄姐妹来引导大家。
Take the lead of our churches.
我们必须要有人来起来，站起来，来领导我们的教会。
Of our homes.
我们的家庭
of our workplace,
我们的工作岗位
of our community,
我们的社区
We must stand for the Lord.
我们必须为主站起来
Are you standing for the Lord this morning?
今天你是不是有为神站在你的岗位之中
Or have you fallen along the way?
还是说你也是一样在某一个地方就失落了
The second thing is thatWhat we want to learn this morning are the specific orders or directives that Joshua gave to the children of Israel.
我们另外要学的一件事情就是约书亚给以色列人一个很清楚的一个命令。
Read along with me, verse 10 to 11. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, "Go through the camp and tell the people, 'Get your supplies ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you.'For your own.
第十节说，于是约书亚吩咐百姓的官长说，你们要走遍营中，吩咐百姓说，当预备食物，因为3天之内你们要过这约旦河， 进去得耶和华你们神赐你们为业之处。
So after Joshua receives the challenge from God, without hesitation, he went straight to the people.
当约书亚从神那边领受到他的那个话语的时候，他就直接就走到以色列人之中。
Now he addressed two different ways to the people.
他用两种方式来跟他们说。
But the message were the same as well.
但是他所说的话是一样，内容是一样的。
The first one he said, "Guys, be ready."
第一个他说你们要准备好。
Joshua told the people to get ready to enter the land of Canaan to claim it and do that within the next 3 days.
这里约书亚告诉以色列人说，你们要准备好去得耶和华应许之地，然后在三天之内他们就要出发。
Can you imagine if we were to be called to arms and be ready in 3 days today?
我们可不可以想象说，我们如果在三天之内就叫我们说要去打仗，我们是不是可以准备得好？
For the last 40 years, we've been eating what? Manna?
我们在过去40年，我们都是在吃玛拿。
Now we gotta bear arms.
但是我们现在好像要预备作战。
And fight against those giants that the other 10 spies said we gotta go fight.
而且我们要跟那个迦南地的这个又高又壮的人打仗。
Scale those tall walls of Jericho.
然后他们这个城墙高很高大的城墙。
Lord, how about some steak?
那个我们这个时候就说，主啊，好，给我们一些牛排，或者不是马，不光是马呢，
you know?
或者是宫保鸡丁，
小面 ，manna，
或者其他一些更好吃的东西。
But you know what? That is still true with us today.
同样的，在我们今天的生活里头也是一样的。
Before we can enter our Canaan，
当我们可以进到我们的迦南美地之前
，we need to prepare the land。
我们也必须要预备我们自己。
Our lives must change.
我们的生命必须要改变。
We need to feed on other things.
我们必须要有其他的事情，或者其他的东西。
The entire scope of our lives must change.
我们整个人的生命跟思想看法都必须要被改变。
So that we can adjust to this new life in Canaan.
所以我们才能够预备好自己进入这个迦南美地。
This is why so many Christians today don't enjoy the victorious Christian life.
也很这个可能也就是有很多基督徒为什么在今天不能够享受得胜生活的原因。
They simply refuse to make that necessary change to adjust to living this victorious spiritual life.
因为这些人不愿意做改变来适应这个得胜生活。
Why do you suppose that?
为什么会有这样子的想法呢？
Now let's look at our next passage, and this is now Joshua addresses a specific group.
然后这里就要看到那个约书亚跟每一个不同支派的人所说的话。
But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and half tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, "Remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you. The Lord your God is giving you rest and has granted you this land. Your wives, your children, your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, fully armed.Must cross over ahead of your brothers. You are to help your brothers until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land of the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan towards the sunrise.
在这边，约书亚对流便人、加得人和马拿西半支派的人说，你们要追念耶和华的仆人摩西所吩咐你们的话，说：耶和华你们的神使你们得享平安，也必将这地赐给你们。你们的妻子、孩子和牲畜都可以留在约旦河东摩西所给你们的地，但你们中间一切大能的勇士都要带着兵器在你们的弟兄前面过去，帮助他们。等到耶和华使你们的弟兄像你们一样得享平安，并且得着耶和华你们神所赐他们为业之地，那时才可以回你们所得之地承受为业，就是耶和华的仆人摩西在约旦河东向日出之地所给你们的。
This thing is cool. I like this. If I had another one right here, I could be like President. Oh no, we'll let that go. The thing that Joshua wanted to remind this specific group was not only be ready, but also be responsible.
在这里约书亚不但要提醒 这三个支派的人，而且也要叫他们说 要负责任。
Now Joshua addresses the tribes of Reuben, Gad and the half tribe of Manasseh.
这里约书亚对流便人家的人跟马拿西半支派的人所说的话。
These tribes had sought and gotten from Moses to be able to remain east of the Jordan.
因为这三个支派他们从摩西那边所得到的就是他们可以留在约旦河东。
The reason for the request?
但是为什么要有这样的要求呢?
This land to the east of Jordan was just great for raising cattle.
因为这个约旦河东的地只是适合养牛。
But Joshua reminded them, just because you're now settled in here,
但是约书亚提醒他们说，虽然你们这块地已经是非常的就是准备好可以使用。
You've got to come along us now to move forward.
但是你也必须要同我们一起过去。
These people were challenged to remember their promise.
这约书亚提醒他们这个支派的人，就说他们所需要做的事情。
And until victory was secured,
必须要等到他们得胜之后，
they were to come and fight.
他们必须要帮助其他的人一起去征战。
Guys, these are very powerful lessons for us to learn this morning.
今天我们真的看到这个课程是非常这个提醒是非常有力的。
There's a lot of Christians today who are just like this two and a half tribes.
我们今天有很多基督徒就像这两个半支派的以色列人一样。
They're more concerned about making a living than about making a life.
他们所在乎的就是说他们能够每天过日子，而不是过一个非常有意义的生活。
And what motivates them?
他们的动力呢
is to get ahead in life.
他们只想说就在生活里头能够往前进。
In other words, they're just thinking about material things.
他们比较注重物质的生活。
And not spiritual things.
而不是属灵的生活。
These Christians are what I called borderline or nominal Christians.
这些基督徒我称为他们是一个边缘的基督徒。
These are the people that comes during Christmas and Easter.
这些基督徒呢，他们就会在圣诞节跟复活节的时候出现。
Put a Christmas tree at their home.
他们在家里会有圣诞树。
They come to church when they feel like coming to church.
他们想来教会的时候就来教会。
They give money when they think they can afford it.
他们奉献呢，就是他们在觉得他们有钱的时候，他们就奉献给教会。
And now they get involved every now and then.
那有偶尔他们就会参与教会的一些活动。
These are the type of people that are usually first to fall and fail in life.
这样的基督徒呢，常常是就是在属灵的道路中第一个跌倒的人。
People who live like this can say anything that they want to.
这样子的人呢，他们可以说任何他们想说的话。
But the truth is obvious.
但是这个真理是很显明的。
They idolize and follow other gods.
他们很清楚就会去跟随别的。
They sold their souls.
他们会出卖他们的灵魂。
So if you really love God this morning,
如果你真的爱神的话，
then decide this morning to cross that river.
就在今天就要决定过约旦河。
Make that decision this morning to leave all of that stuff behind.
今天早上就清楚的决定留把这些其他的事物都留下来。
If you decide this morning that everything belongs to God,
如果今天早上你相信说你所有拥有的东西都是属于神的
，Then you got nothing to leave, right?
这样子来讲，我们并没有留下任何东西。
We will not fall.
我们不会跌倒。
But if you refuse to line up with the will of God in your life,
但是如果在你的生命之中你不愿意遵行神的话
，Then you can assume that the fact that one day you will fall.
你就可以确定说有一天在你的生活里头你就是会跌倒。
So be strong and courageous.
所以你要刚强壮胆。
Be ready, be responsible.
要准备要有责任感。
The things that Joshua is teaching us, good stuff.
约书亚教导我们是好真的是很好的功课不是吗
Yeah.
是不是
I hear breathing, so I know there's life in here.
Now, 牧师希望有一些回应是不是这样子
Now, what is our part?
我们应该做的是什么
？We need to be committed.
我们必须要向神承诺。
So let's look at the remaining of our passage.
我们来看看剩下的一些经节。
Then they answered Joshua, "Whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey your words, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous.
他们回答约书亚说，你所吩咐我们行的，我们都必行。你所差遣我们去的，我们都必去。我们从前在一切事上怎样听从摩西，现在也必照样听从你。唯愿耶和华你的神与你同在，像与摩西同在一样。无论什么人违背你的命令，不听从你所吩咐他的一切话，就必致死他。你只要刚强壮胆。
So, be committed by living a life of surrender.
所以我们必须要承诺，神，我们要过一个遵行神旨意的一个生活。
These people, they stood for God.
这些人，这些以色列人，他们为神站起来。
They promised absolute obedience.
他们向神承诺一个完全的顺服。
Total capitulation, unconditional surrender.
他们是完全的顺从。
This is the only way to spiritual victory.
这是我们属灵得胜的一个唯一的法则。
We have to surrender to God.
我们必须要顺从神。
Will you do that for him this morning?
你今天早上愿意这样子做吗？
Another way that we can commit is to live a life of submission.
另外我们一个可以过一个顺从生活的方法。
They submitted to the leadership of who God selected.
他们就顺从神所拣选的一个属灵的领导。
First they followed Moses, now Joshua.
刚开始的时候，他们顺从摩西的领导，然后现在他们就跟随约书亚。
Another one is for us to live a life of separation.
然后另外一个方法就是我们必须要过一个分别为圣的生活。
Now these people separated themselves from everybody who refuses to comply.
这些以色列人呢，他们过一个就是生活，就是他们跟其他不愿意过去约旦河的人分开。
So, if you don't comply, you're dead, right?
这里说，如果你不遵从、不顺从的话，你就不要被致死。
Tough choice.
这是一个很难的选择。
So live a life of surrender, submission, and separation.
所以我们需要过一个顺从，然后一个分别为圣的生活。
So let me close with this.
现在让我来做一个结论。
Canaan is your land.
迦南是你的地，是你的应许之地。
It has been given to you by a heavenly Father.
是神所应许给你的地方。
All we have to do is march and claim it.
我们所需要做的一个事情就是往前走，去宣告得着。
Now, even though it's ours,
虽然是我们的，已经是属于我们的。
It's not cheap.
这个代价并不少。
If you really want to walk in spiritual victory and march into Canaan, then you will have to pay the price.
如果你要过一个得胜的生活，你要进入迦南美地，你也必须要付一个代价。
Christians, what is it going to take this morning for you to walk into Canaan?
所以今天早上需要做什么样的事情才能够让你进到迦南之地呢？
Are you willing to pay the price?
你愿意付上这个代价吗？
Whatever it is.
不管是什么样的代价吗？
Or are you willing to stay on the other side of the Jordan?
还是你只是愿意留在约旦河东？
There are others, perhaps this morning, that aren't saved.
还有一些在我们当中的人可能现在还没有完全的认识主耶稣。
Part of our hearts have not yet been redeemed.
我们还没有完全的接受耶稣。
Now if you were to die,
如果今天你就死的话，
We know what's going to happen.
我们知道会发生什么样的事情。
So I would like to invite you this morning.
所以我现在也愿意来邀请你。
To come to the Lord and receive Him in your heart.
所以还没有相信耶稣、还没有接纳耶稣的人，在今天早上，我也愿意邀请你们就来接受他。
He loves you.
他爱你。
He died for you.
他为你死。
And He will save you until the day He comes.
他会一直的拯救你，一直到他来再来的那日子。
Now I don't know your heart this morning.
我不知道你今天的想法或是你的心思是在哪里。
But one thing I do know that there are more Christians on the east side of the Jordan.
但是我相信今天在约旦河东有更多的基督徒。
Joshua said, go to the west side.
但是约书亚说我们必须到约旦河西。
Why not go in there today?
为什么我们今天让我们今天就过约旦河？
After crossing the Jordan River and winning these victories,
当以色列人过了约旦河之后，也战胜了这所有的敌人之后，
the land were divided.
这个他们就分配了所有的这个地。
Joshua died probably around 110 years old.
约书亚大概在110岁的时候离开人世。
But one thing that he did before he died.
但是他在走之前他做了一件事情。
We read this in his last chapter of his book.
我们在他约书亚记的最后一章可以看到。
Joshua renews his promise.
约书亚再重新的来说他的应许，神对他的应许。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 15 says this, But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you,Then choose yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your forefathers served beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you're living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
所以在耶稣亚离世之前，他所告诉他们的人，就是他说，若是你们以侍奉耶和华为不好，今日就可以选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地亚摩利人的神呢？但是至于我和我的家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
Father God, we thank you so much for your Son Jesus Christ, who died for us, and for those Father God who has not yet has been given this awesome gift of salvation. We ask, Father God, that that you move their spirit right here and right now through the power of your Holy Spirit. So if you have not accepted Jesus Christ.As your Lord and Savior, just pray with me.
如果今天有人在我们的当中还没有接受耶稣基督的，我们就请你现在跟我们一起做祷告。
God, I know I'm a sinner. I need you.
主，我知道我是个罪人，我需要你。
I believe that you, your Son Jesus Christ, died for me.
我相信你的儿子耶稣基督为我而死。
That on the third day he rose again from the dead.
在第三天的时候，他从死里复活。
And now he sits at the right hand of your throne.
今天他坐在你的右手边。
Enter into my life, Jesus.
进到我的生命当中，亲爱的主耶稣。
I submit to you.
我愿意顺服你。
May you be the king of my heart.
请你做我生命的主。
And I lift, Father God, the people here of Ark Baptist Church.
然后我求神来帮助方舟浸信教会的弟兄姐妹。
May the day that they are just wandering in the wilderness, that they will find their home.
当他们在旷野中的日子已经过去，
give them their land of milk and honey.
让他们进入迦南美地，那牛奶与蜜之地。
We ask this in your name, Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.